About 4.6 million Ghana cedis is to be disbursed nationwide under the Livelihood Empowerment Against Poverty. The initiative is aimed at providing financial assistance to the poorest families with basic needs to improve their health and education. It will benefit more than 74,042 households in 100 districts. The beneficiaries include orphans and vulnerable children, the aged and disabled persons who have lost their production capacity. The Chief Development Planning Officer in charge of Policy Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation Directorate at the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Catherine Edubwedi, made this known when she disbursed the money to some of the beneficiaries in the new Juabi municipality of the Eastern Region. We bring you Mary Afum's report.
The cash transfer to beneficiaries is undertaken by social welfare every other month nationwide. The Chief Development Planning Officer at the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Catherine Edubwedi, said LEAP, which was initiated by government in 2008, is part of efforts to reduce poverty in the country. Mrs. Edubwedi said the scheme has been successful through the support of UNDP, UNICEF and World Bank. She said the unit is working towards increasing the number of beneficiaries this year. Besides providing the assistance to families, Mrs. Edubwedi noted that the unit is looking forward to empowering them so as to utilize what they have. The Eastern Regional Director of Social Welfare, Harrison Tetedonko, explained the procedure for disbursement. She said assembly members and opinion leaders discuss and provide a list of the poorest and most disadvantaged families in their communities. A questionnaire is then distributed to them and committee members strategize effectively to meet their basic needs. Mr. Tetedonko cautioned the beneficiaries against giving monies to any district staff member or anyone paying them since they are paid for their service accordingly. A beneficiary who is a widow, Elaine Cranton, and a resident of Kintinkwa in the New Jabin municipality, was grateful to government for the initiative since without it, her two children would have found it difficult going to school.
That was a report filed by Mary Afum.